And with us now, our Flathead City County Health Officer, Joe Russell. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, John. How are you? Hey, Robin.
Hello, Joe.
Good to see you here this morning, or hear your voice anyway. You know, we had just had a story here earlier that the legislature is looking to limit the power of the local health boards. You've been at this game an awful long time. Is that a good idea?
Well, John, first of all, I heard what you said, and I thought that you were pretty much spot on, so nicely done. I quite frankly think this is just a reaction. My personal belief, and I'm not holding back on this belief, it's very reactionary. I don't think it's necessary. You're right that our governing bodies do appoint board members, and I won't name names, but I know at least one commissioner that I talked to feels the same way. It's not necessary. So I don't know. All I can tell you is I think it's very reactionary to basically to the COVID response, which I think most counties really paralleled the governor's mandates. You know, now that those are backed off a little bit, we still have a mask mandate, and the governor's doing the right thing on a lot of stuff, and he still wants everyone to abide by the CDC social distancing requirements. So I don't know. I just think that very reactionary, as you said, these boards are appointed by governing bodies. They could be unappointed if they don't like them. There are other mechanisms, and I think this is a little bit of a stretch.
All right. Joe, okay. I want to spend our time with you today talking about vaccinations because everybody wants to know, when am I going to get mine?
Yeah, so, hey, we're moving into 1B, that Tier 1B, and that's pretty much well-publicized. It's on our website. And that Tier 1B is the governor's 1B. That's the 70 or older underlying medical conditions for anyone from 16 to 69. Those medical conditions are out there. I want to somewhat apologize in advance. We're working on our phone system, and our call-in is a little treacherous right now, trying to get through. Bear with us. We are trying to create a better mousetrap here. But we're moving. We're starting to see a lot more doses come in. I was told by the leadership at the State Health Department that Flathead County should be receiving 800 or so doses next week. We plan on running a small clinic on Tuesday to use up the doses we have in our freezer, and then probably a 500-dose clinic on Thursday. So we're going to get, and then we should see, the challenge we're having is knowing exactly from a planning perspective, because we're using, we have the distinct ability to use vaccinators from the hospital system, and we've got a lot of volunteers that want to come in and help. It's just a great community response. But we still don't know exactly how much vaccine we're getting, which is kind of stifling our system. But we're looking, I was told by leadership, at least 500 doses for a Thursday clinic. And that's all good news. And if it continues to ramp up, we should be doing at least 1,500 doses a week in Flathead County. And if we can get more doses, if the new leadership at the federal level changes and we start to get more, we'll figure out how to do more.
So will we be also getting a vaccine available through Kalispell Royal for Logan Health or Kalispell Regional Medical Center?
So, John, we're actually in a unified command environment, you know, that incident command structure that we all kind of work under anymore. So we're working very closely with Logan, Kalispell Regional, and North Valley on trying to make sure that between our three entities, our target is to get as much vaccine in as we can. We've talked a lot with North Valley, and they want to run clinics, you know, one to two clinics a week, that we're trying to get them at least 200 doses a week coming in, and then the rest will be kind of central and South Valley use.
Okay, so Joe, help me here. I'm a little confused. I'm a little slow on this now. Will you be administering all the doses that come into the Flathead, or will it be coming separately?
Well, it has to come separately based on the whole distribution plan that was set up. You have to be a vaccination provider signed up and vetted. So we have Kalispell Regional, North Valley, the health department, our health center, and two pharmacies that are on the list to, and one physician's office up in Whitefish. We all are able to get vaccine. The hospitals and the health department have teamed up because that's really the outward community effort. We're going to have a target of how many doses we can get, and then we'll all have to order based on, you know, just the way the system works. But we're going to continue to unify in our ordering and make sure that we get the best coverage we can for the residents of Flathead County.
So where do we go to get our shots for these clinics?
So North Valley is moving off campus. I'm going to probably say something in front of North Valley, but they've obtained a really sweet place to vaccinate up near the golf course if you're getting in a hotel. And we're working from the fairgrounds, and we'll probably, when we start to have to do, we'll be doing at least one clinic and possibly using both buildings or an alternate facility in Kalispell when we have to start doing second doses. So we'll be at the fairgrounds. Kalispell will be with us vaccinating at the fairgrounds. And, you know, as we roll into the requirement for second doses for the community, that's going to probably precipitate two vaccine clinics in Kalispell, hopefully both at the fairgrounds because the access is good and the buildings are very good for that type of use.
Okay, Joe, I called my primary care, which happens to be in Whitefish, and I said, can I just put my name on a waiting list? And I was instructed to call Flathead City County Health to get in the queue. Is that the proper procedure?
Yes, if you're a North Valley resident, you probably want to. Now I have to tell you, they're just setting up their call center, so they'll be outward facing here really soon. But you do, and we're working on streamlining our call center to you know, for ease of use. Right now, what's happening? We're getting over 1,000 calls a day.
Oh, I believe that.
And we have 3 people to 4 people in our call center, but the problem is I'm going to bear all here if you don't mind. But because we're a government agency, our lines are blocked, and most people won't answer a blocked line. So we have to call them, leave a message, tell them please next time you see this number or this blocked ID, please answer the call. So I'm figuring we're operating at 20 to 30% efficiency in our call center.
So
if you see a blocked call, don't ignore it because it could be your opportunity to get the shot.
See, and I was afraid it was that guy trying to fix my car warranty again.
Yeah. You know, how many times do we need those calls?
I know what you mean. Well, this is one of those situations where those calls are getting in the way of public health.
Yeah, I will tell you, it's all hands on deck. Our IT people are working hard to get this resolved. You know, in a normal operating procedure, it's not a bad thing. But now that we're really outward facing in a large amount of trying to capture a large amount of our population, we have to change how we do things. So
all right. Now I understand, Joe, the way it works is you call Flathead City County Health, and you're going to get answered by an answering machine. Is that right? And leave your information, and it's first in, first out. You're contacted.
We're trying to just be as process-oriented as possible. We're not trying to triage people on a voice message. What I always say, because I'm old enough, I can tell all these young kids here that, you know, until you hear a live voice, you will continue to call. And that's what we're seeing people calling and calling and calling, never getting to a live person, and it's just jamming up our system. So what our And we have a superb group of guys and people in the call center, and they know. They want to make contact with them. They want to tell them either we're going to put you on a list or we're scheduling you if we have availability. But everyone out there wants to hear a live voice say, yes, you're on the list, or yes, you've been scheduled. And, you know, that's just human nature, and that's what we have to deal with. And, you know, they're using every – they have found my old email, which is now my new email. They have gone through the commissioners. They've walked in the building. I guess I have a warm feeling for all this because people want to be vaccinated so bad, and it's such a good feeling. I just wish we could be better at getting people scheduled. We're getting there.
But the efficient protocol would be to call, leave a message, and you're in the queue, and you will be contacted by your call center, correct?
You will absolutely be contacted, and we have people pulling off voice messages. Last Monday, we pulled 400 off of another voice message system that people were leaving. So, yes, if you leave your information, you will get a call back. It's just so many people are just don't, they want to hear from somebody. They want to know that it's happened.
But one call does it. If you leave a message, then you'll get back. Yeah. You don't have to call repeatedly.
Yeah. You certainly don't.
Yeah. Joe, settle this for us now, too. What about the cost of these vaccinations?
There is no cost, John. This is something, this vaccine is being provided to us for free. Well, Pfizer's a different thing. I'm just going to leave it at the fact that we are being provided all the syringes and needles to do the vaccinations. Our time is public health time. We're not charging for administration. So that's how the hospital is moving forward, too. We're not charging for administration, and we're not charging for the vaccine. So it is, you will go to the bank. You don't have to go to the bank because it's free.
Yeah. And that literally means then that when you show up to get your jab, as they say, then you don't have to bring insurance or anything.
Nothing. We're not charging Medicare. We're not asking to bill insurance. This is, you know, we know in public health sometimes costs become a barrier for service. And, you know, we're not going to charge. And, you know, hopefully some things, you know, with some things can be reimbursed because we have some actual costs because some, you know, we've had to hire people outside of our system. Hopefully some of that gets reimbursed, but you know, it's not going to stop us from vaccinating for free.
Okay.
All right. So that's it. The idea here is to vaccinate just as many people as possible. Joe, what do you estimate we have to have here in the Flathead to get herd immunity?
Well, that's going to be a moving target. Down the road, we could have more people that have contracted COVID-19. So that target may switch. But, you know, it's been stated, you know, 85%. But, you know, 85% of our population is just over 85,000. If you start to back out those that don't get vaccinated that had COVID, you know, that may be 15,000 to 20,000. So, you know, our target may still have to be 60,000 people. Now, it looks like getting through 1B is going to be at least half of that population.
Okay.
Well, that's a good sign. And I tell you what, you can sign me up. I'll be there with my arm the second anybody says go. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm not taking any chances on this thing. I've managed to avoid it so far, and I've had a couple of tests, and I've come back negative. I want to keep it that way.
And I still have my sense of taste and smell. I want to keep them intact.
For sure. I like eating too much.
Yeah, you know, that's actually one of the long hauler issues. A lot of people say they don't get that back very fast.
Oh, boy.
I love that attitude. It is the best thing we can do to really get out of this is let's get vaccinated. Let's get to that point where, you know, and maybe when we get into, you know, starting into our traditional summer months, we'll have a one-dose vaccine and we can really rock and roll. But now, you know, everything has to be two. And in this tier, we need to stay to two vaccines. But, you know, when we get into the normal healthy populations, you know, maybe we don't have to do two. Maybe things will change by then, and we'll have J&J, Johnson & Johnson, this is one dose. So, you know, we're kind of hoping that things get a little easier. And by next school year, mm-hmm. I'm hoping we are back to normal.
Yeah, well, me too.
Well, Joe, as always, we appreciate our conversations with you, and thank you for the straight story this morning.
Hey, anytime. I'll be back Friday.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Talk to you then.